Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mel Strait. Thank you, Ray. I promise not to shout at you, but I hope everybody in the room can hear me. And thank you for setting the scene so well this evening. And thank you also to Craig for your introductory comments and for pointing out the size of the tax code having grown. I think since I've been in post, it's probably been about that much by your measure earlier. By way of riposte, can I say that that's far too deep a suntan for a hard-working MP. So, having got Craig where I wanted, let me say a few quick words about CEOT. It was about a year ago, actually, that I stood on, I think, this very platform and addressed you at what was then my first outing, actually, as Financial Secretary to the Treasury. And I have to say, I knew very little about CEOT at that particular time. But in the intervening year, I have certainly established in my mind that it was entirely appropriate that the first outing I had as the Financial Secretary to the Treasury and Paymaster General was to address you, for the very reasons that Ray has outlined, for the very central role that you play as an organisation and all the tax professionals that feed into you in their various ways in shaping government policy in the area of tax. And you raised actually the Better Budget report, Ray, which was absolutely instrumental in ensuring that we move towards the single fiscal event. You asked the question, you posed the question, will we be sticking to our ground in this respect? We most certainly will. And one of the most important things that we felt around the spring statement that we've just had recently was that this should not be another mini budget. So that required a lot of handling and handling the expectations and media handling and so on, and I think we got that about right. And we totally buy into this idea that we want to declutter the tax terrain, that we don't want two or even more fiscal events in a year, we just want the one event in the autumn. We will certainly stick to that. But of course there were many other things that came out of that work, and some of them sort of apparently quite small and obvious and of an administrative nature, but I think also very deep in value. For example, the consultation tracker that we launched at the spring budget, so you can now go online, you can look at the 27 different policy areas upon which we are consulting at the moment. You can see when they start, you can see when they finish, you can click on easy to access links to find out all you need to know about them. And this idea of getting information out and information flowing between yourselves and ourselves is extremely important. But whatever we've achieved to date, it doesn't stop here. We are looking forward to closely engaging with you over the coming months. We obviously have the autumn budget to look forward to. There will be L Day, Legislation Day, when we will publish some of the draft legislation that will appear in the forthcoming budget. That will be sometime in July. A number of you have asked me for a precise date, but I'd have to kill you if I told you, so I can't. But it will be in July that you'll be able to get your hands on that. We also, of course, have Making Tax Digital, and one of the first decisions I took as a minister, in fact, is to slow down the timescale of Making Tax Digital, and CEOT, along with other organisations, were instrumental in persuading me of the importance of taking that particular route. So I'm pleased to see some people are nodding in the audience as I speak. And the final thing, of course, is I will mention Brexit. We have a huge challenge ahead of us with Brexit. We have huge opportunities as well at the same time. But as we go through this process, perhaps never at any time in our history, perhaps slightly grandiose, but I don't think we'd be far off it, is it been more important to make sure that we get the tax system stable, working, competitive, something that supports business and drives our economy forward. So, on that note, on that positive note, ladies and gentlemen, can I thank you again for all that you do individually, this great endeavour of making sure our tax system is fit for purpose, and wish you all the very best, and say enjoy the reception. Thank you.